takes
and you can't
appreciate specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raised to nothing.
Welcome to the WAG's Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, discussing why Sesame Street episodes that were brought to you by the letter E were never as good as the other ones, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
I know that's a fantasy years, right? Go back in time with the musical knowledge you have now.
Oh, you'd be the number one songwriter in the world.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take other people's songs.
Yeah,
I would do my own.
I have to. You know what?
You'd have to?
Just for the goof of, he wrote another one. This guy is unbelievable. Like, you write every song and you knew it. That would be so cool. And you just let up beat him by 2 years, just in case it's crawling around in their head.
Also bring back the sports betting almanac.
Yeah. Oh, that is a great idea. Man, if you went back in time and just wrote every hit, and you tracked it, like, wow, he's making music, like he's
progressing.
Okay, we've done doo-wop. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I decide
and
that.
You can bring your iPod to it.
Oh my
just God. Let it be.
That would be cool. You'd be it. You'd be
purple
the one. Nobody else would exist. You would have wrote Purple Haze
and
Mbop. You would have wrote it up. You would have nailed everything.
Yeah, but you'd have to time it well because obviously the two wouldn't go.
Of course not. You'd wait because you're this great songwriter. You're writing the popular songs.
Yeah,
of
you're
like,
not
going to
release
Mbop.
It Smells Like Teen Spirit in the 60s.
Yeah, no. You can wait. You know when it's, you know exactly when to pull the trigger. 1990. Like, here you go.
You'll be 100 by then.
It doesn't matter. You're writing it.
You mean for somebody else? You're going to get Nirvana to play my song? I'm 90. So I'd have to find them as a 90-year-old guy. I got a song for you to sing. It's called Mbop.
Yeah.
Like, would they really listen to me?
Would they listen to you? You've written every song, every hit song for 50 years.
Sure, then I play them my demo.
Mbop. It doesn't matter. You've written every
hit song. I'm 90.
I'd take that. I would take that chance. Mbop. I would take that chance.
I guess. I mean, at that point, does it matter?
Mr. Beatle fan, if Paul McCartney walked in and he sang a song for you,
and
he said, you know what? He's right around the corner, apparently.
Time machine.
Right? And he wrote a song and you didn't like it, but he said, I want the WAG to record my song. You're going to tell him no?
Yeah, it's all like swear words.
Yeah. There's no way you would tell him no. There's no way I would tell him no.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Go ahead. New Jersey natives.
Let me name them. I can name them. Let me say.
All right.
They are
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah, Frank Sinatra.
Springsteen.
Bruce
Bon Jovi.
Springsteen, Bon Jovi.
Wow.
Oh, what's his face? The guy on Saturday Night Live, Joe Piscopo. He's from New Jersey.
Who else? Some more musicians. There are more musicians.
Oh, there's a big musician in here.
There's a big musician that we missed.
Well, besides.
Oh, what's his face? They named the theater after
Count Basie.
Count Basie, good
right.
one.
Joe Pesci.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skipping some of the ones that Kevin Spacey.
You're skipping ones you don't know.
Yeah, Admiral Halsey Jr.
You knew that one, but you didn't know
Ray Liotta. Okay.
Raya Liotta. You couldn't have said that name more wrong. Leia Liotta.
Frank Sinatra.
Riata Lilola. Lolita La Mamba.
All right.
Ma Mamba blah blah. Remember he was in Goodfellas.
I know.
Ma Mamba.
I said his name right.
No, you didn't. You said Riata Lilola.
Nothing.
Welcome back to the Imaginary Radio Show.
You see, this one time we went to a flea market, and I'm at the flea market, and somebody's selling gravestones, like pieces of it, from like the 1600s or something like that. They were old. They were like that old, like, limestone one. Now, I didn't feel it was respectful for the person to be at a flea market being sold.
Okay.
So I bought it. But now what do I do with it? There were two pieces. I think it was two people. I named them Larry and Abigail. So now I have these two things in my car. Even I wouldn't bring them in the house for that 0.0001% chance that there's hauntings.
I can't believe you're okay with them in the car for that.
But haunted car is okay.
Haunted car is okay.
When you're sitting in traffic, haunted car is okay. You get somebody talking.
It depends. If it's dangerous, you're driving and they scare you.
You know, haunted car is okay. I can deal with haunted car.
Better than haunted house.
But anyway, so I'm like, this is disrespectful to these dead people. So I didn't know what to do with them. What do I do? So I'm like, I lived in an apartment. I don't think my landlord's going to let me bury them. So I finally decided, that burying would probably be the best thing. Because they were already buried. They're gravestones. So I'm like, you know what? Just in case they were afraid of water, I'm not dumping them in the ocean. I was thinking about throwing them in another cemetery. But right now, I think I have illegal contraband. I don't know. I don't think you can carry around headstones. I think that's illegal. Now, I was trying to do the right thing. No, I'm not going to call the cops to ask because they're going to come over to my house and arrest me because I have the gravestones. I'm like, okay.
It's like some sort of satanic ritual that you
No. So then I just said, okay, where's land? I need land. And I asked my mother. I'm like, can I bury it? She didn't care. She's like, go ahead. So I buried him on the side of the hill.
Because she's got a big yard anyway, so this is like off to the side. By the
and trees. I planted sunflowers, and the sunflowers grew.
They did. I have pictures of them. Then they got knocked over by a storm, but yes, for a while it was good.
But they're in the ground there. And I built
nice.
a little rock circle around it, and I tended.
Now are you going to disclose this when your mother sells her house?
I'll dig them up, I guess.
No, you should just leave them.
Because they moved around so much.
But now they're set in sunshine and Sunflower Hill.
Yeah, I know, but Sunflower Hill, when the next donors say, I don't want Sunflower Hill, they're going to dig them up. But I'll dig them up and take them with.
All right.
They're already in the car.
Why don't you let the new owners...
Haunted car.
The new owners experience.
It certainly isn't f***ing cedar car. Did I tell you this story?
About the cedar?
Well, you brought it
cedar
over.
Cedar car.
And you had me get
sandpaper.
For all of you who are at a store and say, oh, this is a good idea, there's an air freshener. And it's a piece of wood with a coat hanger top on it.
Cedar wood,
quote unquote. And I'm like, well, this is a good idea. Because it's not like the ones that all smell like vanilla and it's all the tree ones.
I like vanilla.
They're okay. But I said, this is nice. I like the smell of wood. I'm going to put this in my car. And I'm okay. I take it out. I'm like, great. I put it in the car. I just take it out of the thing, the wrapper, throw it in the back seat. Tomorrow, I'm going to have cedar car. And I wake up in the morning, I'm driving to work, and something's bothering me. I'm like, what's bothering me? I don't know. Wait a minute. Where's cedar car? I don't have cedar car. So I'm like, wait a minute. All right. Okay, maybe you have to sandpaper to get it started. So I come over to your house, and I'm rushing in. Brian, I need sandpaper. For what? Don't worry about it. And then put it in the car. Okay, after practice, cedar car. I'm going to have cedar car. No cedar car. And then I sandpaper it again. The next morning, cedar car. Sandpaper it again.
Are you sure you bought, did it say cedar or did it just say regular?
It's probably plywood. I bought a
regular,
plywood
why
one.
Why would they sell just...
For idiots like me that are just like, oh good, if I sand it, it'll smell.
Well,
I've been sanding this thing for 5 days.
It's a splinter.
I'm almost ready for the soapbox derby.
Your touch is my serenity. It's so easy to love you. You're so natural. I'll be with you forever. You float just like a feather. Let's stay up till the sun comes up and we float across the sky. I love you. When you take the time to realize that
then you must love me too. A perfect moment that can last forever. You take a ride, it's all I've. Okay, let's go. Let's go on an adventure. Let's get lost on purpose. I don't care if it's here or there. If it's you and me, it's us. Don't make reservations. You don't even have to pack a bag. What comes next? Don't look back. Live right now. Tell me, baby, blue eyes, do you know how much I love you? If you take the time to realize, then you must love me too. A perfect moment that can last forever. You take a ride, it's all I've. Okay, let's go.
Listening to band chatter. When the WAG's not busy writing, recording, and rehearsing, this is what takes place.
Right, this next one is Go Outside, at least that's what it's called right now. But I apologize for the sound, it's from like the old recorder, but I put it on here just to play. I know, that maybe it's better than that, but it has a very long... It's more like, yeah, like, more like that.
It's an optimistic, yeah.
This has been another episode of Band Chatter. To hear which songs make it out of band practice and are actually recorded, please visit www.thewagband.com.
No, did you ever do anything like, I would classify it as mildly stupid as a kid?
What did you do?
Well,
what I did was, at the end of my street where I lived, there was a, I guess weeds is all I can really, a swamp or something, I don't know. And I found like an alcohol bottle, I don't know, rum or something, whatever it was. Same. And I'm a kid, so it was empty. So I went to the garden hose and I washed it off and I filled it up with water and like drank it. Like I was like showing, like, you know, I was like, hey, look at this, I'm drinking, you know, rum or whatever. But, you know, washing it with cold water or from a hose, you know, that's not really going to cut out any germs if there's any germs. But
you want to talk, you want to talk about bad?
Sure.
I was, this isn't bad. This is beyond stupid. And I was almost an adult when I did this. That's how stupid I was. We practiced, I was Babe Ruth League, so I had to be like 15, 13, 14, 15, whatever. And I had to walk all the way back across town after practice. I was so thirsty. I didn't have a dime on me. So thirsty. And I'm just walking. I remember the street. I could probably get you to the house. And I remember walking there and there was just a hose running outside the house. I'm like,
oh,
I'm
no.
taking water.
I think you've told us this.
I'm taking a drink of water. Because I'm this thirsty. I'm so far from home. Why this hose is just running, I don't know. But it's just my lucky day. Mm-hmm. And I just grabbed it and put it in my mouth. The guy was emptying his pool. And the first mouthful, it just... It automatically spit it out.
Was it like chlorine or...?
No! Like, you ever see pool over the winter?
Oh,
chlorine I can deal with. You swallow some when you swim. You ever see like a pool that's all green and...
Nasty.
And people have to empty that. That's what he was empty. I didn't notice it was green coming out. I just saw water. Water, like I've been walking through the desert for 17 years. And I drank pool water.
Did any of it actually go down?
No, no. Good. Your mouth wouldn't let it. As soon as I got it in my mouth, you could taste it. It was like...
Nasty.
I'm like, oh my god. And then I'm a thirsty end.
Disgusted.
Disgusted with myself and thirsty.
That's funny.
And now for some music from the WAG.
You know they said that I'd be fine. Last, yeah. Am I wasting all my time? Just living in the past, yeah. I just wanted to see it for myself. Remember when you said you'd rather be with me than be with someone else? Did you ever ask me why?
Anyway, I found this game the other day, and it has questions like, would you rather this or this?
Oh.
And it opens up kind of like a discussion, which I found to be pretty interesting. Would you rather experience the Titanic or the Hindenburg?
Aye.
Titanic.
If you were just experiencing it, and it, you wouldn't, you know, necessarily die on it, but just to be
But part would you
of
be?
To watch it?
No,
I would say be on it.
Yeah, but do you burn or drown, or do you not?
Experience it.
If you experience it, yeah, I'm going to have to mean? Say the Hindenburg, because it was over.
Faster.
Very fast, and a lot of people lived.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
It was done. It was done in 80 seconds. You're on the Titanic, and you're going down. You don't know if you're going to live or die for hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't think there's going to be a door floating around. So you're gonna sit there and you know it. Like that you know, yeah. The Hindenburg, like, boom, you don't even know what's going on until you're on the ground running away from it. It's just
sheer, or you're dead, but either way.
Yeah, or you're dead. I'd much rather
I have Hindenburg. To agree with that.
Yeah.
There was an interesting exhibition in New York about the Titanic, and when you entered in, they gave you like a number or something. Like they asked your age or something. I forget what it is.
Various
like,
factors.
A couple little questions, and then they give you a number. At the end of it, you walked out, and there was this wall, and it showed you who you were, and
that
whether
is
you were
so
saved
cool.
or not. That was Oof. Pretty. That's pretty cool.
Oh, did you go and see this? Or
I
you
didn't.
Just heard about
I didn't.
It?
A friend of mine did, and he I think he died, and his girlfriend lived.
All right, more questions.
All right. As a woman, this relates to the females in the room.
Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you for clearing that up.
As a woman, would you rather never wear makeup again or never go shopping again?
Never wear makeup again.
Never wear makeup.
I don't wear makeup to work anyway.
And I hate shopping. Wait.
Then you picked the wrong one.
No, I don't like doing either.
Yeah, but you wear makeup for gigs.
You must hate shopping for makeup.
Oh, yeah.
I would never go shopping for makeup.
She's one
again.
Of the few women I know who doesn't like shopping.
It's not that I don't like getting stuff.
No, but you don't
fun.
Like the actual practice of shopping, whereas I sometimes
it.
Do.
I hate it.
I know, well, you're a man. That's to be expected.
Can't.
This is going to be another easy one.
They don't give easy ones.
Well, yeah, but now I have to know what it was.
Would you rather find a buried chest full of jewelry or final documentation proving who killed JFK with no chance of financial reward from this documentation?
I know what you'd pick.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
JFK, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to know.
Yeah, you would.
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theory person.
Yeah, me neither.
But just to know what it is.
But I think they're fun to listen to.
Yeah.
But you know, like,
but then of course that would destroy that for you if you found out.
Yeah, but then there's a million of them out there. Like, I'm not a conspiracy at all.
There are some you don't even know about.
But there's one conspiracy theory that I am trying to figure out.
What?
What's that?
And I haven't quite figured it out yet.
What? I want candy.
You find it. It's in the New York Post. There's secret people that are ruling the country.
What?
Something. There's spy talk, I call it. I call this spy talk. And the Post publishes it every day.
What the hell are you talking about?
Are you talking about the secret society? Like the,
could be.
Like the.
I don't know. I don't think those societies. I don't think those societies exist. I don't know. But I'm convinced that there's something out there, and what's the best way to hide yourself?
Be right
plain
out
sight.
Be right in plain sight. I think that's how they're sending messages to each other. Bridge.
Ah, yeah.
Who plays this game?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That's a point.
Actually,
you
know anybody who
yes.
plays bridge? It's a spy.
It was an old lady. It was a patient.
Old lady
show.
Spy.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is the bridge comm. This
You're
is how
funny.
They send messages to each other.
There's a bridge column?
Yeah!
I read it too. It makes no sense at all.
It's like a map.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's not just this newspaper, it's everything.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm just saying in our area, it's New York Post. Go to your local newspaper and find the bridge column and you can see what the spies are saying to each other. Listen to this. This doesn't make any sense. This one, it starts with a joke, actually. There's a spy joke in this one. My partner is such an optimist, a club player told me. If he died in an elevator, he'd press the up button.
But
his rosy views often land him in trouble. In a team match, the optimist was declared at 1NT. He put up dummy's queen on the first spade and was happy when it won. My partner must have thought this was a deal of optimism. North told me he led the queen of clubs to finesse and West played low. South next let the jack ride and his face fell when West took the king and led another spade. That's the game.
I don't understand it either.
It's not a game. This is spy talk.
Right, so translate.
I can't. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's coming soon. I'm telling you. Makes no sense.
Are you going to question the queen and the spade? I mean, maybe they have something.
I got to figure out who they are.
Don McLean song. The actual West led a diamond. He ruled out a shift to clubs, the low-ranking suit, since East had played a high heart. South won and led a trump to dummy's queen. East took the king and could have prevailed by leading a high heart. Instead, he led a diamond, thinking West might rough. South won, let the nine of trumps ride, took the ace, and ran the diamond.
That sounds like a drug run at that last part.
It could be.
You know what?
Spy talk.
You know what?
I agree.
I agree.
I didn't think he was going to run the diamonds.
The diamonds, if that's money or something, that's drugs. The diamonds is drugs. Even though Dummy had a singleton heart, East's eight was an encouraging attitude signal.
Now, East might be referring to like a country, you know, or
if there's
or
East like Russia or South, and they show you what they're holding. I'm telling you.
Like hostages?
No. Weapons? I don't know.
Hmm.
So what's the speed?
Is people talking to
that's
each other.
The key.
I think
when did
so.
You determine
I think
this?
You're right.
When did you find this out?
When I used to read this and not understand it, I said, this game is impossible. Who would play this game? This game gives me a headache. And then I said, wait a minute. Maybe they're
it's code.
That's code. This is code.
Look, and they even put it on the page right next to the crossword and all these
code
things.
Yeah, see? Right next to the wonder word. The wonder word is for normal people. And then the spies read the page. They try to figure out what the other spies are doing.
What if they're passing messages through wonder word?
No, because then I can figure that out. I can't figure bridge out. I can't. Yeah, I can figure wonder word out. Launch missiles. I have launch and missiles, and I circle both of them, and then I go, oh boy, I got it. Oh boy. But no, this is total code. I don't think anybody plays bridge. Even though Dummy had I read that part. South would have problems after roughing in Dummy. He would lead a diamond to his hand to finesse with the queen of trumps. When East won, any return except a heart would beat the game.
This is still the same article you're talking
that's
about?
That's the same game. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't think the answer
it's a story.
No. No, no, no,
no, they're telling
no, no,
you,
no.
Like, what the moves are.
They're setting
they're
the cards
saying,
in place.
This is what happened. We played a game, and here's how it went.
It's like a chess. It's like reading a chess article. And, okay, here's the pawn. Here's the rook. Now, this
right.
is what was going to happen. So they set it up, and then they explain what goes afterwards. I contend that this game doesn't exist because it's stupid. It's impossible.
Yeah, what's a rough? What's a...
I don't know.
Maybe they just gave you the answer about who shot JFK.
This is
maybe.
In here. I think it is.
I think it was the queen.
You know what I saw once on TV? They took an inkjet printer. A fork, like you put the color cartridges in, the four color cartridges in there, and they built a stomach. They just converted the printer from printing, like they filled the ink things with goo, cells, and then they just printed it out, and they just layered it, and the guy's like, yeah, look, it's the stomach, and they put it in like fluid. And it acted like a stomach or a bladder or whatever it was. A bladder, I think it was. And it was doing bladder thing. And
I was in
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not talking about they took the idea of, well, you know, they took a real printer, took the ink out, and put gene and cells in there. And then they just, the only thing that they modified, I guess, was making it instead of just printing mm-hmm. across. They would print across and it would go down one and print across. They didn't know exactly where to spit the cells onto.
Mm.
From a printer.
Did it collate and staple?
No, I was in the other
staple
room.
Staple your stomach.
Yeah, she was in the other room.
I was in the other room. I came back. He's sitting there.
I was just like, my whole
like,
life
what
changed.
Happened?
And I'm like, does anybody know about this? Like, am I watching the 8 o'clock news? Because this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know it. And then
do I have this printer?
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody
it's a regular printer.
That's what scared me.
Oh.
It was a real regular printer. It looked like the printer you have on your desk.
Now, why did it scare you? Are you afraid that your friend
not,
would
not scared.
Stomachs?
It just was amazing that it was just possible.
So why aren't
right.
they doing this?
They are.
They are?
I guess.
I never heard of a, you know, printer bladder before.
It's such a...
Well, it's
you,
probably still in the experimental stages.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're putting in people just yet because then you have to do...
I don't know. A girl
you
I work
refill.
With...
Cartridge refill.
Staples trip.
So
hit the easy button.
With this gene, anyway.
That was easy. Apparently,
with
his stomach. That was easy.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.